So the hell with Harry.
You need to go to Kaiser and do something in a cup.
Yay!
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, we got a big one coming up Sunday.
1:30,
in
baby.
Philly, 1:30.
The playoffs start Saturday. I'm watching. I'm locked in.
Oh, let me guess. Houston?
No, they play Monday night, finally. What? Houston's out of
Houston doesn't play on a Saturday?
That's been their spot.
Wow.
Hey, Steinie, sometimes... we're misunderstood, and you're like vodka right now because you're so absolute in regard to one thing meaning this.
Sure.
Let me just read a couple things that were written to us.
Four.
Give it to
me. Hey, guys, there should be a middle ground here. The Niners were a good team, but the bad defense held them back. That's like, okay.
Evan did that, not me.
I got it, but I get that. And then this one.
Yeah.
This is the person I'm talking to. Hey, Goo. Why are you talking like the Niners have already lost? Quit with the bad mojo.
That's kind of the way I'm giving the Niners a chance in this game. And that was kind of my feeling coming in today.
No, you said to us, you and the boss talked about the after. Shout out Dr. Dre.
Goo.
The aftermath.
No, Goo.
Passes.
Right. But Goo,
let's
Goo,
watch
Goo, Goo,
the
Goo, Goo,
game.
Goo. What was the first thing you said when I came in? I said I seen a video where
Obante used it possible.
Right. And, but, like, stop. Like, people want to look at this like it's Chaminade versus Virginia. It is, and you know what? If that's the way you're going to look at it and they lose,
well, to be fair,
it's all injuries.
Defensively, to try to take down on a good day this Eagle offense, aren't you asking what's left of your defense? Aren't you Chaminade?
Let me be clear. And I have to make this distinction because I think it's important. 49ers got handled last week by Seattle. Where I came out today is if they get handled like they did on Sunday, like they did on against Seattle.
Offensively.
That's all I care about now.
Right.
Like, then I do think we've got bigger problems on that side of the ball, and we've got to start.
What if I'm telling you I already am there with you? Like,
okay, so
you
then,
think
right,
you need to see this thing
so
in Philly.
Enough, right,
I'm
they've
already
done
there.
Enough already,
no,
then.
You never have done enough.
That's what you're saying, though. No. We know that the Eagles are better. We know that it would
on
be a
paper.
Little bit of an upset.
Right.
That's all it would be.
And it's apparent now, regardless if Pearsall plays or not, that his availability is a concern.
Okay,
on the back of losing Ayuk and not replacing him.
My point
Jennings,
is,
we love
if
him.
Pearsall
he's
doesn't
not,
play Sunday.
Oh, that,
you're not really going to say, well, they didn't have Pearsall if they lose like they did to the Seahawks.
No, I'm going to start thinking about life after Ricky. Like, you got to... Like, that wasn't on their ledger to where they had to feel like they were going to have we got to get some receivers
when
in
you
here.
When everybody was talking about the possibility of winning three straight or two games at Levi and going to the Super Bowl, for three.
But the math was
six
there.
Weeks ago.
Yeah.
6 weeks from now is like the Super Bowl. Okay. Or. A few weeks ago. So the Niners are rolling, they're rolling, and now they're 10-5 or 10-4, whatever it is, and we're saying we could get the number one seed. We could run the table, boom, boom, boom. Like, does it enter your mind there that, well, we got to keep into account our number one receiver does only play once every other game,
right.
And that's who we are. We have a receiver that's played 10 out of 18 games. We still won 12. All I'm asking is you got to be competitive in this game. If they if they get beat, 2017, and, you can tell when a team is gritty and a team is together. And that's the other thing I think they have going for them. If they can stick around in this game, like I like their mental toughness more than Philly's.
Mm. No,
I'm not saying that's going to win them the game. I'm just saying.
In the world, I know you don't care right now because we're talking and we're in the Bay, but the world is questioning Philly's toughness. So that's something they got to deal with. But I think that does play to the Niners' advantage until we see the Eagles' defense feel like, you know what? They don't scare us. All right, it's McCaffrey, Kittle in the. We know where they're going to be at, and that's what Seattle did. And Stoney, real quick here, I watched that game again. How Seattle didn't have 30 points, I have no idea. But yet, it was what it was. You lost by 10, but they had chunk plays galore. How they didn't have 30, but neither here nor there, they lost. But now I'm like, will Philly cash in those chips if they get those chances? And hopefully they don't.
But this is where I make a distinction. And if the 49ers lose 30-27, I think we'll all understand why. Okay, that's not a problem. We know their defense has some built-in.
But offensively, you feel
challenges.
Like you.
Hell yes.
But I still feel like
why?
Because
we don't have IU.
No,
we haven't had IU
like
for a year and a half, and we're still talking
Stoney.
About him. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah,
they haven't had IU for what?
Gotcha.
20, almost 30 games now.
But he's going to have to be replaced, and that time's coming fast.
But my point is, as we thought this team was really good and could compete with anybody, they didn't have Ayuk. Now they don't have him, and now they're shorthanded at every position. Let's go. Get some calls.
Yeah.
People need to hear somebody other than me yelling into the mic.
I got a big ass.
Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hey, Happy New Year's, guys.
Yeah.
You were talking about, you know, it's funny. You were talking about trying to rate coaches and, you know, Sirianni particularly. And I'm thinking Sirianni was on his way out unless they won a Super Bowl. If they didn't win that Super Bowl, he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
So here he is, one Super Bowl, possibly two. I don't know. But I'm asking, you think Sirianni is a better coach than Mike Singletary was? Maybe he just was surrounded by better coaches?
I mean, like, I don't know, Big Smoothie. I'm just saying that 99% of football people will probably say Shanahan's a significantly better coach than Sirianni. Don't you think? Or better.
And I agree. But okay. What I'm saying is Sirianni could end up with two Super Bowls.
I know. You're right.
It doesn't mean he's better. It just means he was in a better situation.
Correct. Who's got the coaching advantage?
John Harbaugh is a great coach.
Right.
He's just. I think the only reason why he got fired is because he took King Henry out that game and never put him back. And I think that was a problem. And I think that's the only reason why he got fired.
Hey, but Smoothie, real quick, let's not act like, and I like Kyle, let's not act like he hasn't had his chances to get his two. And Smoothie, I don't got to remind you, those games, he was up 10 in the fourth. You can give somebody a compliment and then also say something about it. And that's where Kyle's at, Stoney. So I don't look at Kyle like, oh, you know, he was a little engine that could. He had almost a perfected roster and they couldn't get it done.
All right, let's quick go to Evan. He's got some roster updates from the San Francisco 49ers. We'll keep you abreast of. Here you go.
Well, one roster update is Eric Kendricks, who did play last week. He's officially on the roster now, placed on IR officially. Tatum Bethune, Kaiser White was signed to the practice squad for the 49ers. And then a couple practice updates for you. Not slated to practice today, according to Kyle Shanahan. Trent Williams, rookie Pearsall, D. Winters, Keon White. And then limited George Kittle, Yetur Gross-Matos, and Stoney's favorite, Luke Gifford.
Hi.
I mean, I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup.
What's the day where you're worried? Tomorrow? But you're not good enough.
This is where I do feel disrespected.
Because
you said, oh, what about Pearsall and
you just blew
Trent
past
Williams.
Them like they didn't mean
and
anything.
I said, Goo, we're not going to know that till the weekend.
Mm. All right, I got you.
We're not going to know that till kickoff. We go to Filmo Mike?
Go ahead, that's our guy.
All right, let's go to Filmo Mike. Hey, Phil, how you doing? Oh.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Y'all having a great
– Hey,
Mike, you got some what's action, it sounds
hey, buddy,
like.
How you doing, man?
Mike, motion.
Man. I'm just hearing y'all talk, and y'all have – first of all, y'all banter is like – it's like gold, man. It's like y'all talking about –
vodka,
New Year's Eve.
Absolute.
Man, New Year's Eve, that's you guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 2. No lie.
Cut that.
And then,
no.
Guru,
what's
Guru,
up, baby?
Don't be salty, bro. Don't be salty, bro, because Evan and, Steiny and what's-her-name got good chemistry, bro. Evan and Bonte
got
good chemistry.
Oh, yeah, you heard that yesterday. I already knew that. Them are my dudes. I was having some fun. I never get salty. Those are my dudes.
Hey, you should have known they was going to click, bro. Yeah. They just knacked.
Hey,
was just
Bonte called me after the show. He goes, hey, a lot of people liked it. I was like, yeah, okay, I know that. You guys are special. I was having fun, baby.
To keep it real with you, my sister got to go. I'm using her phone. I broke my phone.
Oh, that's who that was. We thought you was on a date, Mike. Okay, we heard her voice.
Oh, no, that's my sister.
Okay, tell her hello.
Man, she do solo. She put me in. He said hello, Malika. But anyway, Sirianni, man, is a Mike McCarthy Jr., bro. Wow. He ain't no nobody finna pick up. They gonna pick up Sirianni based on his merits. He got a Super Bowl ring, and he gonna be Mike McCarthy Jr. Trust me on that. He ain't no coach. Hey, speak up, Guru. You know Shanahan out coaching, but Shanahan is good at also getting a good, a good assistance. When he has quality assistance, he usually does well. Also, I just want to let you guys know this, and I'm going to say two more things and I'm out. Winning the Super Bowl it comes with a lot of things. Most importantly, it comes with luck, right? Personnel, execution of the players, and coaching, ultimately. So it's just unfortunate that the Niners, you can go through each one of those scenarios and say, okay, well, they had the personnel, they had the coaching, they didn't have the luck. They had this, that, and the third, and they didn't have the personnel or something happened. So it's hard to win a Super Bowl. My last one is this. The Eagles are not impossible, bro. Like, I don't know.
No,
I
mean, they're not.
Like Steiny said, Bonte used the wrong word. It's a hard task. But we're set up because of what Steiny said, and he took my thunder. We lost that game. We played a playoff game. They rested last week.
Yeah.
So they not up to speed with where we're up to speed. And I'm going to let y'all go. Thank y'all, man. You doing a hell of a job, bro.
You the man. Thanks, man. I actually agree with that. It's set up for the Niners to get up in this game early
if the Philly things that we think are happening or I think are happening, partner, the Niners can win this game easy. We've seen
Philly. I don't
Phily.
Know about easy.
Okay. They can
but
win
I'm,
this
I'm being
game.
A stickler for words today.
But
I'm
what
sorry.
If they're, what
I
if
apologize.
They're, no, you're all right. But what if they're together? And what if they're like, you know what? All that crap we heard and this and that. I mean, I can't on paper ignore Philly's talent, but that doesn't win games. But I'm not going to sit here in front and we'll agree to disagree all day, every day. This Niner season still will be special regardless to me of what happens Sunday. And I'll leave that there and you can react. You don't have
all
to.
Right.
We can move forward.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here in front like what, Kyle? Do you know how many coaches with this team, that they wouldn't even make the playoffs? I believe that.
All right, so I just said I'm fixated on words. If the 49ers go to Philly and lose 20-3 in somewhat similar fashion, would you? You're not still going to use the word special season, are you?
No, it would be disappointing. And you know
it
what
won't
would
be a failure. Yeah. It'll be. I think it would still.
But
be
it would
a darn
be symbolic, though. It would be symbolic, and I'd hate to do this. Your ass may lace them up and take a victory lap in the sense that. Even before the Niners went on that 40-point binge and were putting up numbers like that and Purdy was getting 10 touchdowns, the bottom line is they were winning games. But it would be a sour taste for your offense, the strongest part of your team, led by Mr. Should-Be MVP candidate McCaffrey. We see Kittle and Purdy, that two top-tier kind of defenses took you behind the woodshed. So if you're telling me to you – 30-27 changes that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And
you got to be competitive in this game, don't you? It's not like, I'm just going to say, people will be able to say that. If Seattle and, like, I need, like, they only, to me, here's, I guess this is what I'm saying. They're only going to get the benefit of the doubt from me if they're significantly more competitive than they were against Seattle. That's what I'm saying. If you go into Philly, another good team, and they kind of kick your butt.
But where you and I differ,
then maybe you got to look at this team and say, not only did they overachieve, and we acknowledge they overachieved, but they might not even be close to as good as we thought they were.
And Stoney, this is why I like seeing you, and I'm not whispering sweet nothings to you and Evan, but this is why I like doing what we do, coming in, rapping with you two. We don't always agree, us three, but the bottom line is, you've drawn your line in the sand to where, predicated on how the offense performs,
pretty much
how you'll say and what you say, which are your words, Monday.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going somewhere else. Let me just get in the car, ride in the caddy.
Sure.
I'm telling you, the Niners off, this not today, but their offseason, regardless of what transpires in Philly and wherever else, if they win, is major. They got some stuff to do. And that's all. I won't use the word scary, but Steiny, they got some major stuff to do. And maybe why I'm so energized on this is because Ricky Pearsall, in the middle of the night, dealing with the PCL, missed more games in a season than he did when he got shot before a season started. So I'm just telling you, the IU chickens coming home to roost, you never have enough talent.
Right. And like, I guess that's also what
so
I find interesting
already.
What I also find interesting in a way is, so I don't care whose fault it was. Ayuk,
right.
He ain't on your team because you guys.
It's a Kuminga thing.
Because Ayuk and the team.
It's a Kuminga thing.
Couldn't get it together.
Yes.
Okay. And then
shame on everybody.
And then your so-called guy you drafted in the first round can't stay on the field. Now, okay, so now we're going to go in to the and say, well, I mean, they didn't have their receivers on offense, so we got to get more weapons. Okay, now I'm going to say, hey, Lynch and Shanahan, why do we have Ayuk and our number one can't stay on the field?
I had a conversation. I really want your thoughts on this. I had a conversation with myself Saturday on the 3rd and 17 that Seattle converted, and Lynch was in the box throwing his hand, you know, like, what's going on? Steiny, my first reaction was, you put those dudes out there. Then I said, Daryl, it wasn't goo. Daryl, what if Warner or Bosa had been out there?
No way they get that. Okay. No chance they get 17.
So then I took that energy away from going at Lynch. But you are right. What phrase am I looking for? They've made their own bed, but this is a result. They started this season where we're going to have Ayuk and Ricky, and we're going to be electric, even though you kind of may do. But you can't tell me now against Philly and the Seattles of the world this is when you miss them.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Warner and Bosa, yes. The defense gets the benefit of the doubt. But when we're talking about Trent Williams, Pearsall, and Ayuk.
But why?
Because the 49ers, like, injuries happen. You got bad luck on defense. Nothing you can do about it. And it's going to end up hurting you at some point, probably. Offensively, why don't we have receivers? Well, because we couldn't get along with that guy. And because we drafted a guy in the first round who hasn't been able to stay on the field.
That's more than fair.
And I get it. We're going to say, well, Steiny, they couldn't win without those, you know, with those kind of receivers. And I'll probably say, yeah, you're probably right after watching that game. But is there no accountability for why they went into that?
No,
that's why, to me, like, Bosa and Warner got hurt. They just got hurt. It happens. But their offense is a little bit different because of those two guys.
Yeah.
Let's take a guy who wants to say I'm wrong.
Okay.
Beans in San Francisco.
Beanie.
What's going on, man? Thanks for hanging in. And I just want to let you know. It says, Steiny, you're wrong, but I said, let's take it anyway.
I appreciate that, man. Sure. Hey, you got that one right. But hey, so look, what team this weekend, if they get cracked, is not going to have narratives and problems heading into the offseason? Like, even the Seahawks, if Darnold doesn't play good
next
week, they've got a Darnold problem. The Eagles are 3-3 against playoff teams this year. Look at the Jags schedule and who they've beat over the last 7 weeks.
Right.
There's not, aside from maybe the Bears and the other and the Panthers, like who is not who if they no show this weekend is in a good spot and who like who won't be excited if their team if we beat the Eagles by 14. So I just don't understand like why focus on this with the Niners? This is just the universal truth that you're talking about. Well, that if you don't show up in the first round of the playoffs, you have problems.
Yeah,
so he doesn't want to hear
excuses.
To
God, Beans
don't want
to
hear
excuses. Honest to God, Beans, the big reason is because we're in San Francisco. I mean, this is the team. This is the team we talk about. But I also do think because the context of the game's important. I think coming off the Seattle game, was that an outlier offensively, or do we have two games in a row where we look at our offense and say, geez, I thought that this was supposed to be our strength?
I understand it's a San Francisco thing. We're in San Francisco, so that's who we talk about. But any team, you can find something to tie a loss this weekend back to that was a red flag or a problem earlier in the season.
That's
to
fair.
To me, it's like talking about if the sky is blue. And it's like, that's just my two cents.
That's fair.
But Beans, real quick before you go,
every team's radio stations this week are talking about the strengths and the weaknesses and where they might go from here or there. So go on, sorry.
And Beans, I'm not giving out scholarships, but some people say I'm making excuses. But the fact that Ricky Pearsall has been in and out and was out this last game, Steinie makes it seem like I'm saying he's Jerry Rice. But do you understand or meet me halfway to this offense? His impact has been there when he's available. So when he's not, I expect the offense not to be as prolific as it had been when he's there. That's all my point. Do you understand that?
100%. He's their wide receiver one or two. I think it's in the margin. I don't think if they get pummeled, it's a Ricky Pearsall wasn't their thing. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's going to make an impact, but, I hear you. And good luck. Go Niners, baby.
Good stuff, Beans. Hey, appreciate the call. Seriously. It's a good call. He's right. He's right about that. Although they're probably, what are they saying in Dallas?
They don't have a game.
I know, but they still talk about the Cowboys.
Oh, well, they fired Eberflus.
If they didn't talk about the Cowboys when they didn't play.
First time in 22 years they hadn't made the playoffs two consecutive years.
All right.
Wow.
Now, we got to go, but all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Get into some Warriors on the
got
other
a game
side.
Tonight.
We'll see. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
You guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 2.